good tough man-to-man defense. Both teams playing loose too. There's intensity, but they're very relaxed. You know, Parsons, that's as easy as I've seen him shoot his jumper without forcing it. You know, he has in the other games. He's just going up nice and smooth.
Parsons out in front, Dixie in the man-to-man defense. Twy with the basketball, looking for the back door, and Dixie won't let it. Todd Crow back into the basketball game. Twy clears it out in front to Steve Bruce. A lot of people say, well, when it's 31-28, there's no defense, but there really is some pretty good defense going on. Twy clears it out in front to Oliphant. Oliphant against Crow, back to Rhett Parsons. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Snow taking some time. Pass underneath goes to Oliphant, and the foul. Reach in foul will go to Buecher. Buecher trying to get the ball away. Got a little bit too aggressive. 31-28, and to the free throw line goes Blair Oliphant. Ron, there really is some good defense being played in spite of the score.
That's exactly right. And Buechert, again, saw that they were posting up Oliphant. He came from the opposite side of the key to come underneath and help, and just kind of bumped him a little bit on the baseline. I'm not so sure that was a great call, because it looked like Oliphant had stopped and wanted to throw the ball back out to a guard, but they called the foul anyway.
Oliphant at the free throw line is 2-for-2 on the night. Snow is 9-for-9. They seem to shoot free throws well in St. George. Oliphant make that 10-for-10 as a team. Steve Gasser into the lineup for the first time, 6'5 sophomore. Gasser in, replacing Rhett Parsons. Parsons with the breather, having a pretty good game so far. Only one basket, but he drilled that one from long distance and 7 points so far. Oliphant second shot up, ricochets around, will not go, and Whetstone up over the back commits the personal foul. So Oliphant finally misses a free throw. That's the first miss for Snow College. And Whetstone picks up his second personal. To the free throw line comes Todd Crow. One of the problems Snow had last night, they were playing fairly even with CSI in spite of the fact that Oliphant had 3 personal fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the game. And Whetstone had 2 in that same period. So your 2 big men have 5 personal fouls between them, 2.5 minutes in the game. It was amazing that Snow came back to play as well as they did.
Right. I was impressed with Snow. They were afraid. They're starting getting quick and kind of getting hacked a little bit because of the quickness CSI. Boy, they got down right after it. And some of them just started throwing elbows, and they pushed the ball right inside and went right back at CSI every chance they could.
Todd Crow hits the first of the two of the one-on-one situation. Crow now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. 8 points on the night. Second shot up and good. And Crow, 9 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie as Buechert and Hopkins doing the job in backcourt. Vitoy has moved to a forecourt position. Bruce gets a pass, goes right to the baseline as they break the press, clears it out in front to Twy. Twy looks for help, steps up, takes the 18-footer and short. Rebound brought down by Vitoy. Lead pass thrown away. Intended for Hopkins, led a little bit too much. Bruce gets it, cross-court pass to Oliphant. Leans in, right-hander from 10, too hard. Rebound brought down by DeYoung. DeYoung with his sticky fingers on the rebound. Leaves it for Craig Hopkins, and Bruce will put on a little bit of a full-court press. 9-11 left in the first half, 32-30. Two-point lead. Hopkins dumps it off underneath to DeYoung, who lays it up and in. Hopkins got beyond Bruce and just dumped it off to DeYoung for the easy layup. Linden looked a little surprised, but he was all alone.
Absolutely. Some kind of penetration by Hopkins. Quick move. Drew the big man and dumped it down low so fast. That's quicker than I've seen him in the last couple games.
Tie ball game of 32 with 8:50 left in the first half of play. Twy at the angle looks for help. Goes to the baseline to Bruce. All alone out of the corner. Good. Steve Bruce. Bruce doesn't take the shot that often, but it's not really a bad shooter. In the first game between these two, the first of this fourth game, it's a four-game series this year, Steve Bruce hit double figures for the first time. He shoots well against Dixie. DeYoung, left alone at the angle, doesn't take the shot to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins makes the move, went up with a shot, had it partially deflected by Bruce, and went out of his hands into the hands of Gasser. Snow College on the fast break with a two-point lead. Gasser, backdoor pass, goes to Twy. Under the basket, leans back, shot blocked by Crow, but they call the foul on Crow. Crow got him cleanly with a hand, but pretty well hooked the knee with a foot and took the legs right out from under him.
And sometimes when a player goes by and he goes up for a shot, as you adjust your body to turn to block the shot, and he's turning, twisting, going up in the air, he draws his leg, it just kind of brushes his leg against your leg, and it twists and makes him look like he's just like you've tripped him on purpose, but not much contact there, just kind of brush him, and he threw up a prayer and got blocked.
Try at the free throw line. Back into the lineup is Rossum and Buecher to sit down. 8:14 left in the first half of play, 34-32. As Snow has the lead, trying to expand it, shot up and good. Dixie had a one-point lead at 4-3, and that's the only lead that Dixie has had. They came back to tie it at 32. 35-32, three-point lead by Snow College with 8:14 left in the first half of play. Second shot up and good. Try makes it a four-point lead, 36-32, 8-11 left in the first half of play. Todd Reed about ready to come back in. Craig Hopkins has played pretty well in the reserve role at the guard position. DeCrow at the wing goes in deep to DeYoung. Back out in front it goes to Crow. Penetrates, pulls up with the 12-footer and hits it. And Todd Crow from that wing position going up strong with the basket. 36-34, back to a two-point lead. Snow. Bruce pass underneath to Whetstone. Shot blocked and they called a foul. Crow stood there, went up, and had his hands straight up. And Crow arguing with the official now may have a good argument.
I agree. That's a bad call because basically Crow was just standing there. He didn't want Whetstone to go around him for an easy layup. He just stood there. Whetstone went up anyway and got the lucky foul, I guess is the only way to put it, because usually Whetstone makes a move left or right and powers it up. That time he just went straight up, and I think the ref anticipated more contact there was, already had his mind made up.
He actually jumped right into the arms of Todd Crow, put the basketball right into a block position. Crow now with three personal fouls, big trouble for Dixie. Whetstone at the free throw line. Snow has missed one free throw on the night so far. 10, 13 for 14 from the free throw line as a team. Snow College Badgers, 37-34. Three-point lead by Snow with 7:49 left in the first half of play. Whetstone at the free throw line has a total of 7 points on the night. Make it another good one. 8 points for Whetstone. Back to a four-point lead, 38-34. But Snow had Dixie down by 9 points at one time. Hopkins out, Todd Reed back in. Josh Bergen in, replacing Todd Crow, plugged with fouls. 7:39 left in the half. Reed at the angle gets it to the high post to DeYoung, and Bruce has his third personal foul. Bruce, leaping, knew he was going to get the foul and just held his head.
Right. He saw the pass where it was heading, but he was late, and he didn't quite react in time, because once you're in the air diving for a pass and the other player beats you there, there's nothing you can do when you're in the air to stop your momentum. He blasts into DeYoung, and he'll go to the line.
Lyndon DeYoung at the free throw line. DeYoung to shoot 1-1. 38-34, 7:36 left in the first half of play. Dixie has not been a good free throw shooting. Well, has not been a that bad a free throw shooting team, but DeYoung has not been that good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Dixie needs those free throws. 7:30 left in the first half of play. Raymond whirls away from Todd Reed. Good move by Allen Raymond to clear the ball into forecourt. Raymond, Oliphant, Whetstone, Gasser, and Twy doing the job for Snow College. Into the corner, it goes to Allen Raymond. We're about to see Mark Clark come in for Dixie. Clark, who had a good game last night against North Idaho, one of the few Dixie players that did have a good game. Oliphant backdoor pass intended for Gasser through his fingertips. Had to go through three sets of hands to finally get to Gasser, and Gasser just distracted, couldn't get it.
That's right. I think Oliphant was a little bit late hesitating on that pass. Again, the backdoor guard hits high post. High post turns, throws it to the wingman, cutting to the basket. Simple backdoor play. Just tried to drill it too hard through too many hands. Out of bounds.
Mark Clark into the lineup now, officially for Dixie. Todd Reed to Bergen. Back out in front it comes to Todd Reed, trying to get away from Gasser to Josh Bergen. Out of the forward position. Back to Reed, all alone at 18. Shot up, short. Hangs, will not fall. There's a foul underneath, and it may be on Rossum. Bodies flying. Oliphant was the one that ended up on the bottom end of the stack of, actually, no stack. And I think it was, nope, it goes to Josh Bergen. Bergen with a quick hit. That's his second personal foul. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fouls tonight. 38-34. Both teams relaxed and just going after each other. 6:53 left in the half. Dixie has led once, 4-3. Snow College has led by as much as 9 points. They've outscored Dixie 6-2 since Dixie brought it back into a tie position at 32 each. Shot up by Oliphant. Up and too long. Rebound off the hands of Reed. Juggled and picked up by Steve Gasser. So Snow keeps the basketball. Out in front it comes to Raymond. To the high post to Oliphant. On the wing it goes to Gasser. Baseline jump shot short. Rebound over the head of Dixie. Picked up by Oliphant. Misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Vitoy. And they call a foul. Do they call it on Vitoy? Byron Vitoy with his second personal foul. Dixie getting a lot of fouls. We may see a lot of the bench tonight.
Right. Oliphant made a great offensive rebound. Pivots and goes between two players for an easy basket. And just, I don't know, must, the legs must have gone out. He crotched the shot and it went up again. And Vitoy was late getting the rebound on that one. He got the foul over Oliphant's back.
6:38 left in the first half of play, 38-34. Oliphant, who has been the only ball player for Snow to miss free throws tonight, is 3-for-5. Shot up and good. Oliphant 4-for-6 and a total of 10 points in the first half. Oliphant had a pretty good effort last night even though he did not play that much, with foul trouble. Got 8 points in very little time in the game. He was in foul trouble most of the time. Larry McKay stopping things, and the other official coming over to talk with Ken Wagner. I'm not sure what that discussion was about. Do you have any guess?
My guess is the big players are heating it up, starting to throw some elbows. It's getting to the point now where they're going to get a little bit more serious here and try to hold some momentum before halftime.
Second shot, no good, but once again, the rebound tapped out over the head of Dixie rebounders, who had position and picked up by Snow. 39-34, Snow by 5 points. Alan Raymond goes to the high post to Oliphant. Snow playing very well. Dixie not really playing that poorly. Try underneath to Whetstone. Shot up, partially deflected. It bounced back up and in, and there is a foul, and it may be on Reed. Alan Raymond elbowed that one up and in. Not really a clean shot. It just kind of ricocheted off of Allen's hand up and in, and the foul will go to Todd Reed. That's number three on Todd Reed.
All right, that's a tough break for Dixie because the three Dixie players converged on one side of the basket on Whetstone. Whetstone's shot was hard, and, when three or four players are over on that side of the floor, there's nobody on the other side to rebound.
Shot up by Raymond, no good. And finally, somebody other than Oliphant misses. Rebound by Mark Clark. He cleared that one away. Hopkins has the lazy pass stolen by Alan Raymond. Raymond on the wing goes around. Hopkins lays it up and no good. Tap up and in by Gasser. Steve Gasser with the right hand. And suddenly from a 32-32 tie, it's back out to a 9-point lead again by Snow College. Hopkins bounce pass at the angle to Bergen. Underneath it goes to Clark. Head fake. Goes up with a jump shot. Good. And Mark Clark has his first basket of the night. 43-36, 7-point lead. And Clark could be a force in this game before it's all over. His last game as a Dixie College Rebel. Four ball players playing their last game for Dixie. Some playing their last game for Snow. Oliphant, his pass deflected and stolen by Hopkins. 3-on-2, fast break. Hopkins dishes off to Bergen. Shot no good. Foul will go to Raymond. Raymond on the reach-in bothered him enough to get his second personal foul. Doug Allred chasing the basketball down at the other end of the floor. 5:33 left in the ball game. They're in the first half of play, and it's 43-36. Snow by 7 points, but Bergen to the free throw line. That's the second personal on Alan Raymond. Bergen at the free throw line. Shot on the two-shot foul, missed, and Josh Bergen now 0 for 3.
Good hustle by Josh Bergen that time. The break it was coming, looked like he was going to hit Rawson, but Josh continued to move down the floor and fill the lane, and he did end up getting the pass going to the basket.
Second shot up and good, and Josh Bergen now 1 for 4 from the free throw line, make it 43-37 back to a 6-point lead by Snow College. John Buechert replaces Bergen along are in that lineup. Inbounds comes to Raymond against the full court pressure of Hopkins. Hopkins stole it last time. Down the sidelines, the double team. The pass now goes to Gasser. Rhett Parsons has spent a lot of time on the bench getting plenty of rest, so we haven't seen him for a while. To Scott Whetstone out in front against Clark. Ball knocked away by Clark. Whetstone out away from the play. Whetstone trying to find somebody to pass it to Raymond. Hook pass goes to the baseline to Twy all alone on the back door. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound and puts it in. Puts it up over Clark. Clark with a big hand out there. Twy had to go way out and around to get it up and around him.
Oh, that's bad rebounding by Dixie because he missed the baby layup and was able to grab his own rebound. Not so much as a Dixie player tipping him.
Shot up, no good by Clark. Hopkins found Clark all alone underneath, and that was the easiest shot I think Mark's had all year and missed it. Ball knocked away by Rawson right into the hands of Oliphant. Shot no good. Rebound on the floor picked up by Raymond. Shot no good. There will be a foul on Clark. And Dixie really struggling, trying to get the shots to fall, and they are not falling so far in this ball game for Dixie. They are for Snow. 4:44 left in the half, and it's 45-37. Clark to sit down, to Young to come back in. I'm sure Coach Ken Wagner doesn't want Clark in too much foul trouble. He may be able to be handy later in the game.
All right, Mark missed a close one, and, Mark's kind of play that you don't expect that much out of, so anytime you get them, it's just kind of a bonus. You know, I think the Dixie team will admit that. He's a big guy, and you expect him to go in and grab some rebounds, maybe make a few of those baby layups, provide a little bit of defense and lean on some people. So it's kind of too bad, but then again, you don't depend on Mark for a lot of your scoring, but you do want him to make those easy ones.
46-37, Alan Raymond with the first of a two-shot foul. Has 11 points here in the first half, and Raymond has put on quite a show in the tournament. This may be enough to get Alan Raymond a scholarship at, say, NAIA school or whatever. Alan's playing as well as he has in his entire career.
Absolutely. He's playing a lot of confidence. He's even bringing the ball up the floor well.
Second shot up and no good, and DeYoung with the rebound. Parsons back into the game to Rossum. Rossum in the lane, dishes off to Buechert. A little bit of a surprise. Buechert turns around with a jump shot, gets one shot, and that's it. Rebound brought down by Snow College. DeYoung went after it, but Whetstone got the rebound. Raymond behind the back dribble against Rossum. Double team, ball stripped away by Hopkins. Hopkins lays it up and in. Craig Hopkins on the double team back at blindsided Raymond and got the steal back within 7, 46-39. Dixie with that guard quickness, that may be a telling tale before it's all over. Hopkins runs into Oliphant, and they call a moving screen on Oliphant. Moving over and blocking, Oliphant has his second personal foul, and Larry Anderson a little upset with that one.
That's something that a guard has to be careful of. And Allen, you know, has been in playing the point guard, where normally Bruce would be playing the point guard, and he's done very well. But, you know, after a while, you know, you begin to see where you can take your chance, and the two Dixie players came up. One meets him, and Allen does that reverse dribble where he turns his back to the defense player from coming up behind like Hawkins did and steal the ball. So sometimes you need to just clear your back of your dribble up a step, get a look down the floor, and try not to turn your back to the defense and reverse dribble like that, because that's when the players come up from behind and steal the ball.
One of one coming up for Greg Hopkins. He is 1-for-2 tonight, 5 points. Shot up, Hopkins good. Dixie needs the free throws, and you need to have them start counting now. 4:12 left in a half, and as I say, this may be an NBA-type score, 46-40. Snow with the lead with 4:12 left in the first half of this game. Hopkins, second of the 1-1. That one falls, too. 3-for-4 on the night for Hopkins, a total of 7 points. Make it 46-41. And now Dixie, from a 9-point deficit, is back within 5. Pass down the sidelines to Twy. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Tight man-to-man. Twy against John Buechert. Buechert hustling on defense. Lopp comes out near the 10-second line to Oliphant and hands it off to Rhett Parsons. Parsons against Hopkins. Hopkins, the man picking up Parsons this time. To the baseline goes Whetstone. Hooks the shot up. No good. Crawls off the rim, and the rebound brought down by Rossum. Lead pass comes to Buechert. Right to the basket. Misses the shot. Rebound put up and missed by Bergen. Bergen had the shot go in, come right back out. Hit the iron too hard. Parsons with a good defensive play. Disrupted. Buechert going to the basket. Parsons runs headlong into DeYoung. Buechert complaining to Larry McKay that he was hacked on the layup. Parsons just ran headlong into DeYoung, backed into him, and that was, you could see that one coming. That's three personals on Parsons.
Anytime you have to turn your back and throw up a layup, you know that you weren't seeing the player where his feet were set, and you're just kind of hoping you'll get a blocking call. And he didn't get that time, so that's understandable. It looks like Whetstone's turned an ankle, and he's hobbling around here in front of the bench.
Tony Taliaulu in for the first time tonight. And back into the lineup, Steve Gasser for Snow College. Now both guards, Parsons and Bruce, in foul trouble for Snow. 46-41, Snow with the lead. Hopkins to the high post to DeYoung. Long set shot. It's way short, about 2 feet outside of his shooting range. Buechert on the pass, seals it. One on two. Buechert leans in against Raymond, pulls up, banks the shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Oliphant. Bodies fly, and Oliphant with the basketball to Allen Raymond. Snow College having some problems with the Dixie defense on the guard line. Gasser taking on Hopkins. Gasser into forecourt. Double team on Gasser. Clears it to Simi Twy. Twy, pretty good ball handler. Goes to the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Clears it way out in front to Allen Raymond. Almost thrown away. Raymond looks for help down the sidelines to Blair Oliphant. 46-41. Snow with the lead. Oliphant looks for help. Oliphant trying to find somebody against Bergen. Oliphant drives to the baseline. It goes to Taliaulu. Out in front, it goes to Simi Twy. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Twy wants to get the shot away. Clears it out in front to Taliaulu. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Raymond's going to have to put up a prayer. Does from 35 and way short. Rebound, Craig Hopkins. Outlet pass taken by Rossum at the sidelines. Rossum hits DeYoung coming to the basket. Layup good. Up over Oliphant and Lyndon DeYoung with his second basket. 6 points on the night, 46-43. It's a 3-point lead. Ball stolen by Hopkins. Lays it up and in. Stolen by away from Raymond. Hopkins with his third basket, 46-45. Larry Anderson frustrated. Allen Raymond, the Mun man, is serving as point guard and really not a point guard. He's an off guard or a small forward. Ball knocked away by Buechert. Buechert, after he steals the ball, runs headlong into Raymond. And on the missed tackle, Buechert gets his second personal.
Good hustle by Buechert, because he's not exactly your speed demon on the forward line. But Buechert can get his rangy arms out there and make a few plays. He made a great steal right here. And so, you know, that's just hurting Snow. You look over the Snow bench, and there's Parsons, there's Bruce, there's their guards, their ball handlers, and their playmakers in there. Just not in there right now. And they're really struggling in the Snow on offense. They They've got Raymond. Raymond's doing he's doing all the work by himself. He's carrying the load, but they need to move the ball and pass a little bit quicker before the Dixie can come and make that double team.
The foul trouble by Bruce and Parsons has hurt severely. Raymond from the free throw line now is 4-for-6 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Brent Lloyd's into the lineup for Dixie College, the 10th man on the 10-man squad, and Brent will admit that he is Kamikaze Ike.
He will make something happen when he's in there. Either for you or against you, he will make something happen.
Shot no good. Rebound by Bergen to Rossum. Loses the ball in the lane. Dishes off to Brent Lloyd. Lloyd into the corner. It goes to Vitoy. Vitoy makes the move. Can't get the shot away. Now leans in with the jump shot. Too long. Rebound brought down by Twy. Cut off by Vitoy. Here comes Twy. 47-45. Snow with a two-point lead with a minute 37 left in the half. Twy gets it to Allen Raymond. Quick move behind the back dribble in the lane. Pulls up five-footer. Four goes 4 feet and then off the hands of Vitoy out of bounds. So they say touch by Oliphant. Break for Dixie. 47-45, and both teams playing flat out now.
Yeah, Allen Raymond and Snow trying to do a little bit too much now. He's trying to do all the ball handling and all the scoring, so he needs to work and settle him down out there.
Wade Jacobson about ready to come in. A little more of a point guard type to Brent Lloyd at the point. Goes out in front to Clint Rossum, back to Lloyd at the left angle. In deep it goes to Vitoy, posts up against Twy, then throws the pass right into the hands of Gasser. Gasser, a little bit surprised on defense, suddenly has the steal. Surprise steal. In deep it goes to Talia Uli. Hook shot up short. Rebound flying for the basketball is Vitoy. Vitoy against Snow College getting some rebounds. Rossum at the point guard position. Rossum goes to the left side to Bergen. Into the corner it goes to Lloyd. One bounce dribble. Misses the shot. Shanks the nine irons. Didn't allow for the prevailing westerly.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for him now because, you know, you come sometimes when you get into the game brand new. You know, you just don't have a feel for the ball. I know some high school coaches will have players sit on the bench and just kind of hold the ball so they can get the feel of it. That ball just slipped out of his hands as he went up for the jump shot and fell right out of bounds.
Drew iron, but it was the iron that supported the basket from behind. Jacobson into the lineup. Now at the point guard position, looks for help. At the right angle, it goes to Twy. Twy against Vitoy. Double team on Twy as Dixie all over Twy defensively. Finally, the foul will go to Vitoy. Vitoy active on defense. Twy trying to get away, and they call the foul on Vitoy. 31 seconds left, and Twy to the free throw line.
Maybe a good call, but the ref that was way behind underneath the basket made the call, and the other official, quite a bit closer with a better angle, made that would have, you know, didn't make a call on that. So, you know, just a break by the ref. Maybe got him on the arm, maybe didn't. But you know, the only problem is the ref that was right there staring at it didn't make that call. The ref from behind came up.
Brent Lloyd out of the lineup. Rossum back in. Back in is Craig Hopkins. And to sit down is Byron Vitoy. A lot of foul trouble on both sides. Starting guard line for Snow and a lot of people for Dixie with three personals. Twy, first shot, good. And Timmy Twy now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Snow getting a lot of free throws and hitting most of them. Twy with 3 points from the free throw line plus a basket for a total of 5 on the night. 31 seconds left in the first half of play. 48-45. Second shot up and good by Twy. 6 points for Twy. In the forecourt, Dixie, Craig Hopkins across the 10-second line. A little byplay I'll tell you about if we want to get into halftime. Craig Hopkins and Clint Rossum with 19 seconds left. They want the final shot. Down by 4. The pass thrown away, stolen, finally stolen by Talia Uli as it was juggled to Gasser. Gasser lays it up and in with 9 seconds left. The steal by Snow, and Dixie is down by 6. 3 seconds left. Bergen from just beyond midcourt puts it up short. End of the first half. Snow College with a 51-45 lead over Dixie. Back in 90 seconds.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury not only offers the whole line of Ford products, but they have a top-rated service shop to serve the needs of all car owners. The service shop is complete in every way. One of the finest you'll ever see. Incidentally, have you driven a Ford lately? Come and take a peek at the new truck models. They are super. And remember, a Bradshaw Ford deal is a good deal. Come in and let them prove it. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, adjacent to I-15 in St. George.
Need money for a new car? You can always count on your family.
Of course I'll lend you the money, nephew.
Thanks, Aunt Gladys.
Let's see, 24% compounded.
24%?
Default by delinquency, 2 days.
Two days?
Oh, my goodness, we forgot collateral. Your children?
My children.
Or you can get a car loan from your credit union family at a rate so low you could afford a present for Aunt Gladys.
Like a broom.
For help with your money needs, see the St. George Federal Credit Union.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only $329.95. Visit Brad Jennings and his staff and save like you've never saved before. At St. George's Little Home Furnishings Giant, Dixie Interiors.
Back at the Dixie College Gym, Snow owns a 51-45 halftime lead. We didn't get deep enough into the interview with Coach Larry Anderson to explain why Wayne Jones is not in the starting lineup. Wayne Jones, a couple of weeks ago, blew out a knee. And I'm not sure, it's a fairly severe injury, so it may be a while before he comes back and plays basketball. Wayne Jones has been plagued with injuries and illness throughout his high school and college career. It's a tough break for the young man.
Yeah, that's a real tough break, especially this time of year. And I talked to one of the football coaches from Snow College earlier in the day, and he said it was an injury similar to the one that pro football player Kellen Winslow had about 2 years ago. Total reconstruction of the knee, so he really hurt it bad, and it may take a while before he's back doing anything.
The Rebelettes performing here at halftime, but a little sideline. We had a little byplay going on. One of the Snow College football players, and there's a group of football players that made the trek down here. And the football players are avid supporters of Snow College, of the basketball team. And the same thing happens at Dixie. A couple of the friendly rivals, one of the football players for Dixie and one of the football players from Snow, up egging each other on, come across the floor and let's mix it up, duke it out. And they, both of them with big smiles on their face, waving to each other near the end of the first half as both of the kids were up cheering. It was obvious that they weren't really too serious about duking it out, but they were having a lot of fun with the byplay anyway. Ron, it's been a case of the relaxed, loosen it up, let everything go. This is the last game of the year, so you might as well have some fun.
Right. I can't be really critical of this game at this point. You know, on one hand, you're seeing the fun basketball. You're seeing the fast break. You're seeing chances taken. A lot of bad passes because people are really taking chances. They're both teams pushing the ball to the floor. All the players seem to be going up very relaxed with their jump shots. They're not very tense. And on the other hand, you probably got somebody out there saying, oh, this is the worst game I've ever seen. Poor ball handling. Poor rebounding efforts, no defense being played out there. So I'm enjoying it, and I'm hoping Dixie will get back in the game here and cut this 6-point lead. But it's a fans' game tonight, and that's kind of the way a consolation game should be.
As we were mentioning, a lot of people say no defense, but there really was some defense being played out there. And I don't want to say that facetiously. There really was some defense being played.
Right. It took a while. Then the big guys started to mix it up a little bit. And Dixie's in a little bit of foul trouble, some of their players. But, yeah, there was some defense played and some chances taken that you normally see. They know they've got to control Whetstone, and they've been keeping an eye on him. It's gotten off, and they're leading rebounder at halftime. So he's broken free and got some offensive and defensive rebounds.
Let's take a look at some of the first half statistics, Ron, as far as rebounding and turnovers. How does it look?
Well, the turnovers, Snow with 10 turnovers unofficially, Dixie with 8, and probably could be more because there's been a lot of reaching and fouling going on right at the moment of a steal, so both teams look a little bit sloppy. Snow College having a little problem when their ball handler's on the bench, and Dixie just a case of pushing the ball floor, making some poor passes, not the sure pass. As far as rebounding, it's been all Blair Oliphant, 7 rebounds for Snow. And for Dixie, Brian Breithoy with 3, Lyndon DeYoung coming off the bench with 2 rebounds.
So there's some interesting play taking place. A fans game. If you like a lot of scoring, this is the one. It's like the homer hitting contest in baseball or the wide open passing game in football. The fans love to see the scoring, or a lot of them do, and so this is what's taking place in this ball game. Let's take a look at the first half scoring totals. For Snow College in the first half, off the bench, Wade Jacobson played briefly, didn't score, and they brought Jacobson in. Really, he's kind of the backup point guard, has not played all that much this year, has been kind of spotty in his play, but there was really no point guard being played once Steve Bruce got into foul trouble. And Rhett Parsons, who can handle the ball fairly well but not extremely quick, was also in foul trouble. Alan Raymond, who's normally used to be either being the big guard or the small forward, did not handle the ball that well at the point guard position. Also off the bench, Steve Gasser got a couple of baskets for 4 points. Simi Twy, a basket, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points on the night. As far as the starters are concerned, Alan Raymond having a great, great weekend, maybe the best weekend of his collegiate career, 1 year at Dixie and the 1 year at Snow College. Alan Raymond at 21 points last night, a career high. So far in this half, has 4 field goals, 4 for 7 from the free throw line, total of 12 points on the night. Scott Whetstone, 3 field goals, a couple of free throws, total of 8 points. Blair Oliphant, 3 field goals, 4 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. Starting guard Steve Bruce, a couple of field goals for 4 points. And Rhett Parsons, a field goal, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 7 points. Foul trouble, Steve Bruce with 3, Rhett Parsons with 3 for Snow College. For Dixie College, first half went like this. Brent Lloyd played briefly, didn't score. Mark Clark had a basket for 2 points. Lyndon DeYoung, a couple of baskets, 2. Steve Bruce into the corner to Simi Twy, who begins the second half. Twy puts the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Byron Vitoy. Extremely big hands, Vitoy. Lead pass comes to Bergen. Fall away right hander, good. And Josh Bergen, who had an offensive total of 1 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half, has 2 baskets to begin the second. Suddenly, it's a 2-point ball game. 51-49 Snow out in front. Bruce head fakes, can't get the shot away. Palm pass to the left side, goes to Twy. Twy playing with confidence underneath, drives, puts the shot up and in. Goes between 2 ball players, and Simi Twy has 8 points. The young man is showing some comeback ability. Shot up by Vitoy, no good. Spiked out of bounds by Scott Whetstone, and they claim that the spike with a hand was followed with a hip, and so Whetstone has personal foul number 3, first team foul this second half, and Vitoy will shoot free throws. Now 3 players on each side with 3.
Yeah, that'll kind of even it up a little bit. Dixie starting out, as you said, in the 2-3 zone. That'll be okay as long as you know where Bruce Parsons are, because the other wingman, he is not an outstanding outside shooter. So I think they can overload the zone. Maybe I think that's what Ken's game plan is right now. Cover those two, make them the other man produce the points.
Vitoy with the first free throw of the night for him. Second shot up and good. And Vitoy with 6 points on the night. Make it 53-51.